Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still trying to decide upon a place to go for their 2 or 3 day vacation. A place that's interesting, but still within their meager budget. They gave up Lum's back to nature idea when a few drops of rain fell and dampened their enthusiasm. As we look in on a little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
I don't care if you have got a special new offer, Mousie. We ain't interested. No, I don't do that. But I told you we ain't interested. Listen, Mousie, I ain't going to waste time arguing with you, so goodbye.
What's Mousie want now, Lum?
Oh, he says his travel agency's got some kind of a new trip he wants us to take.
Is he still trying to run that traveling agency across the street there?
Must be. But I know what his trip's there. Nothing but a ride to Cherry Hill and back in Cedric's car.
Yeah.
And you can't even do that on account of Cedric's tires are so bad.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that no way, Lum. Don't sound like much of a vacation going over to Cherry Hill.
I know, but you can't tell that to Mousie. He just keeps right on giving you that sales talk he studied up.
Oh, he's stubborn.
Yeah, he must have read an article how to sell stuff or something.
Oh, yeah, must have.
Said him and Cedric was going to come over here and give us an illustrated lecture on this new trip of theirs.
An illustrated lecture? What's that?
I don't know, some kind of prittle-prattle, I reckon. I believe it means showing pictures of whatever you're talking about.
No.
But it don't matter, because I told them not to come over.
Doggies, I would sort of love to see them pictures, old Lama. What are they, sort of picture postcards?
I don't know.
Well, couldn't we call up Mouse and Cedric and tell them to just bring over a few of the pictures, say about half of them, look at them?
No, we don't want to see no pictures they've got, Abner.
We don't, huh?
Besides, we ain't got time for that. If we're going on a vacation, we'd better be making up our minds where we're going to.
Yeah, that's right. Winter will be setting in before we know it around here.
You know, Abner, I've been studying here. What I'd like to do is go to some big city.
Big city?
Yeah, New York or San Francisco or someplace like that.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I'd love to do that the worst way. Of course, a trip like that costs more money than we got to spend, though, wouldn't it, Lum?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Only places we can afford to go to, we've saw 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to just give the whole idea of it.
Give it up?
Yeah, I reckon that's the thing to do. I don't know.
Well, now, Lum, you promised me that this year we'd close up the store for a few days and take us a trip somewhere.
I know I did, Abner.
And I ain't gonna let you back down on that promise, neither.
Well, I don't know where else to suggest for a big... Well, for goodness sakes, look out there.
Huh?
Thought I told Mousie and Cedric not to come over here.
Oh.
What's that box affair they toting there with them?
What? Oh, I see it. Hi, Doggies Lum. Ain't that magic lantern that belongs to the Hogan Dismake Hogan? You saw that before,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, that must be what Mousie meant when he was talking about an illustrated lecture.
Yeah. Hi, Doggies, we're going to get to see magic lantern slides right here in the store, ain't we?
Not if I can help it, we ain't.
Oh.
Besides, you've already saw all them slides a million times.
I know it. I've been over Snake Hogan just time and time again, but I'd just love to see them things. Special at the Niagara Falls. That's the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you ain't going to see it today, I can tell you that.
All along.
I'll get rid of them, too, before they know what's happened to them. Just watch this.
I'd still love to see it.
Wonderful world.
Well, howdy, Cedric. Mousie.
Now, listen here, Mousie. I told you over the phone that we ain't interested in none of your trips.
Well, Lum, wouldn't you like to have a free trip to New York?
No, we don't want no free... New York?
Yes, sir.
Free trip, did you say?
Yes, sir, free.
Wait a minute now, Mousie. Let me get this straight. Is this another one of your harebrained schemes?
No, sir, I don't think so.
Well, it must be. In the first place, that car of Cedric's would never go as far as New York.
Oh, well, you don't go far in Cedric's car. You just go into the county seat that way, and then from there on, while you travel by train, Lum.
By train?
All right, bogus, Lum. That sounds good to me. Let's take that.
Well, just a minute, though. How can you give us a free trip like that, Mousy?
Well, Lum, we're using it as a free introductory offer to get people interested in the Midwest Economy Travel Agency.
Yes, Mom, that's what we're doing, I think.
And, well, Lum, it isn't really free.
Oh, I thought there was a catch to it.
No, sir, I wanted to explain that. The trip will cost you $5.
$5?
Yes, sir. That's to cover all minor costs, such as correspondence and making all the arrangements. We make all the arrangements for you. And gasoline is for the county seat we send you there in Cedric's car.
Yes, correspondence and arrangements and all that. Yes, sir.
All right, Bogus Mouse, you mean we can go to New York for just $5?
Yes, sir. All expenses paid.
Granny's Mousy, I don't know how you can do it, but you just got yourself your first two customers. Whereabouts do we sign?
Well, first we want to give you the illustrated lecture, Lum.
Oh, you don't need to do that, Mousy. You've already sold us.
Well, we want to do this thing right, Lum. Well, all right, Cedric, hang blankets or something over the windows. We'll have to have it dark in here.
Yes, Mom, I'll get things ready.
Yeah, I'll help you, Cedric. Here, we can use some of them horse blankets over there. Don't
it
ain't nothing I love better than them magic
landing
slides.
Now, wait. No use us looking at them slides now. See, I already said we'd take the trip. Besides, we saw them pictures before.
Well, see, this is to sell you on the beauties of New York.
But we don't need to be sold on that.
Oh, yes, you do, Lum. We'll break down your sales resistance. The Midwest Economy Travel Agency leaves no stone unturned, Lum.
You think it's dark enough in here now, Mr. Mousy?
Yeah, wait a minute. There's still some light coming in the front door. I'll fix it just a minute.
All right, I'll get the magic lantern ready.
Can you find a place to plug in the card, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I know where to do that. You set the screen up over there.
Oh, yes, I'll get there. Just a minute.
But, Mousy, we can't have the store all dark this way. What if some people come in here to buy something?
Well, they'll see the pictures, and maybe we can sell them a trip, too, Lum.
Well, we're running a store in here, trying to, leastways.
Well, all right, Cedric, I guess we're ready now, if you are.
Well, now, wait, Mousy, here's your $5 right now.
Oh, well, thank you, Lum. All right, Cedric, proceed.
Yes, Mom. Yep, here we go.
Well, now, here you see, gentlemen. Oh, you've got it upside down, Cedric.
Mom. Oh, excuse me.
I thought that was one I hadn't sold before.
Now then, is that better?
Oh, yes, sir, that's fine. Now here, gentlemen, we see a beautiful wheat field in Iowa.
That's Minnesota, not Iowa, Mousy. But what's that got to do with New York?
Well, you might want to go over the way of Iowa, Mom. All right, Cedric, next slide.
Yes, Mom.
Now, here we see a beautiful schoolhouse in, some town.
That's Shelby, Ohio. That's where it is. Yeah. Snake Hogan's grandpa went to school there. That's the reason he got that.
How do you know?
Well, I seen him over at Snake's, and that's what he said. Said that's where his grandpa went to school, and that's the reason he has that picture, he said.
Well, what are you showing that to us for? We ain't wanting to go to school. We want to take a vacation, Mousy.
Oh, well, it's all a part of the lecture, Lum.
Yeah, hurry up and get to that in an Niagara Falls. That's my favorite. I'm going to see a fella in a boat go over that thing someday.
Such a trittle crowd.
Next slide, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Now, here we see, well, back in the wheat field again, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Look, Mousy, we've already paid you the $5. I don't see no...
Be quiet, Mom. Huh? Now, here we see a picturesque sight. Oh, that's Gussie's Uncle Homer and a girl named Bubbles at an elk picnic in Keokuk, Iowa.
For goodness sakes, now, if you have to show us pictures, show us ones in New York.
Oh, well, we're coming to that, Mom. Next slide, Cedric.
Coming up. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. Now, here, gentlemen, we see a large redwood tree. All right, next slide, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. This is sort of fun, boy.
Here we see... Oh, now, these are very interesting, gentlemen. These are some big rocks that were brought by the glaciers.
Is that how them rocks got there? The glaciers brought them?
Yes, sir.
I know this. That's one picture that's all that's puzzling me. Snake couldn't tell me what that was. Just rocks is all he knows. Whereabouts is the glaciers now?
Well, I don't think I know, Abner.
Well, maybe they went back after some more rocks, maybe.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Just about what they done. Such ignorance.
Now, see, I believe we saw enough slides now. Me and Abner want to get home and get started packing.
Well, it's just a few more rocks. All right, Cedric. Next slide.
Coming right up.
Now, here we see. Well, back in the wheat field again.
For goodness sakes.
Now, here we see. There's Uncle Homer and Bubbles again.
Goodness gracious. Cedric, if you have to run these, don't keep showing the same ones over and over again.
Well, that's all the ones we brought along, I think.
What, didn't you bring that in about Niagara Falls?
No, Mom, I don't believe we did.
Well, in that case, gentlemen, I guess the Illustrated Sales letter.